This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We have 7 minutes after the hour. This is the Good Day Health Show. We have two of these each week, two podcasts, 2 hours. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in the Forbidden Zone.
Yes, of
course. Salt Lake City. It's only forbidden. I said to Jack when I was there a couple of weeks ago, every time I'm there, it's so gray. I don't know where the mountains hold it. And I said that about Denver as well. It just feels like it's a tight place to be, but there's a lot of interesting things going on in Jack's office, as a matter of fact. We're going to get to a lot of the things. The influenza discussion continues. There have been a lot of people who have died this year. And so the flu vaccine, whether it's worthless or it isn't, a lot of people think they need to have it. Maybe I wonder sometimes, Jack, about the placebo effect. If you think you're going to be okay after getting a shot, then why not get the shot? I know I'm going to be better. This shot's going to... You know how that works. So what's wrong with getting the shot?
A placebo effect can be as high as 30%. There's been some very good double-blind studies to show that. But the thing is, because of the chemicals and the poisons that are present in that cocktail, I don't know that the placebo effect can overcome that. But you bring up a very good point. The placebo can be very, very powerful. Once you are of a belief mindset about a certain topic, it's true after that. Once you're in a mindset, it's your true, and your vibrations follow that.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what I'm thinking, that there are a lot of people who think they're going to get better just because they do stuff. I, for example, always am thinking that I'll live to be a ripe old age, I'll be healthy until the end when I drop off the face of the earth. And I think I don't let anything else come into my mind.
Yeah.
So the connection, the mind-spirit-body connection is very, or spirit-mind-body connection in that order, is very, very powerful. I wonder how often you talk to your patients in your clinic. Jack is a Anuka chiropractor in Salt Lake City, as I was mentioning. He's also a GAPS practitioner. So do you ever get into, when you're working with some of your patients, do you ever get into a philosophical discussion about what they believe and how that may impact their health and well-being?
Yeah, I think at least a couple times a day. You know, I'll see anywhere from 30 to 50 people a day, and at least a couple of times. You know, we'll start talking about those kinds of things, because when there's something out there that we want, whether it's health or whatever else, and we believe in our heart that by having that, we're going to be better off. And that actually starts to trigger a chemical cascade in the body that tends towards the very thing we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
There's people who come in and say, hey, I'm hurting, take care of this, and I take care of it, and they're gone. Then there's other people who come in that, you know, you can always tell they don't leave the room as fast as they normally do. They're kind of dragging their feet, and they're not sure how to ask or what to say. And then I try to open up the door for them. Any more questions? What's on your mind? It looks like you've got something you want to say. And then we can have a discussion on the very topic you just mentioned, the mind, body, spirit. In fact, there's a medical specialty called psychoneuroimmunology, and the power of thought and the gut feel that you have and its ability to spur a better immune response.
It's really amazing. If you give it the power, it'll take it. Your mind is a fabulous... What's the old expression? A mind is a terrible tool to waste.
Yes.
So don't waste it. Educate yourself as to what's going on in your body. All right, let me just spend a couple more minutes with you on the flu. And now that we know how many hundreds of people have died this year for men. Well, normally, to put it into perspective, last year I believe the stats indicated about 42,000 people died of the flu. And people, wow, I didn't know that. Well, it's complications of the flu. A lady, as a matter of fact, she was my sister's husband's mother, 96 years old, had been in hospice care for the past almost year. She had Alzheimer's. So she gets the flu. And the cause of death on the certificate says flu. Well, she didn't really die of the flu. What she did was get a, once you get into that state, the immune system's not working, really basically shuts down. So the most common form of death in our country, most people don't understand this, is pneumonia. You get pneumonia when your lungs don't operate. Mm-hmm. Am I on safe ground here, Jack?
No, you certainly are. That's a fact. In fact, that's what we talked about in the latest podcast on the flu. And there's three ways in which the flu kills. Number one, it just simply overpowers the immune system, and it just causes a shutdown of the body. Number two is the secondary infection that you're talking about. You survive the initial onslaught of the flu, but your immune system is so weakened that opportunistic infections that were bacteria, staph, and strep that were present in the body all the time anyway, but your immune system kept it at bay. But after you fought the flu, it can't do it anymore. The secondary infection comes in and kills you. And the third one is organ failure. And it kind of follows the other two, where the liver finally fails, the kidney finally fails, the lungs finally fail, not necessarily due to a particular infection. It just can't work anymore because there's no strength left. So those three things we talked about in detail in the latest podcast.
All right. Podcast is at ForbiddenDoctor.com, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where there are 135 other podcasts generated over the past couple of years by Jack, the research done by Mary. And so in this circumstance, the podcast is all about what to do before you get the flu, during the, if you are unfortunate enough to get the flu, what do you do while you have it, and what happens after the flu. You want to give us a little tidbit, just a little teaser about what happens after you get the flu as to your advice?
Well, to prevent those three things that I was just talking about, it's to rebuild the body, to strengthen the body really fast, to get the immune system back active again to the degree it was before you got sick, to prevent anything happening thereafter, and to make sure you're on a very, very speedy recovery.
All right, so it almost sounds like we direct our conversations toward the advertiser, and that's not the case, although in this circumstance I would be remiss if, when talking about the flu, the way I think in my life I've avoided it by having a strong immune system, Jack and his family, the people that are in his clinic, it is, so there are going to be exceptions to the rule. There always are going to be exceptions to the rule. So it may be that even if you have the strongest immune system in the world, something is loose or not working right in your body and you're going to get the flu. But if you've got a strong immune system and you're not really a young baby or an older person, there's no reason for you to get sick. And the best way that I know of is to get fruits and vegetables into your system. And we all know that it won't be easy for you to get 10 actual servings of fruit and 11 actual servings of vegetables into your body today. Well, I mean, realistically, you're not in that league. But Balance of Nature products bring you, through their formulated health products, a way to help your body be healthy, maintain balance. This is good for your physicality and also, frankly, back to the mind body connection. This is good mentally. When you feel good, your whole body functions much better. Your mind works better. Everything works better when you feel good. So this supplement, or these supplements, because there are two of them, one for fruit and one for veggies, contain all the minerals, the antioxidants, the phytochemicals that you need from eating all of those fruits and vegetables every day. If you were to eat them, the obvious idea here is that you eat the real fruit and real veggies. But we know that's not true. So you want to take a big step to improve your overall health? Start consuming these fruits and vegetables in the key form that Balance of Nature has created. So easy on your diet. They take the capsules that have been dried, powdered. Open up the capsule if you want. Put it on your fruit or veggie, or you can just take them as capsules. One fruit, one veggie in the morning, one fruit and one veggie at night. And they have their, beside the fruit and vegetables, they have their fiber and spice products, too, at Balance of Nature. So I think I've given you enough of a hint. I hope you take the hint. And to make it easier for you, at balanceofnature.com, use the promo code DJV. You get special discounts on all their products. You'll get the first month of both the fruits and veggies free when you sign up for their program at balanceofnature.com. Don't forget that they have provided a health coach for you to ask online or on the phone at no charge to you, guidance for questions you may have about your immune system and your overall health. So take those steps right now. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's balanceofnature.com. Improve your immune system 700%.
It's buy one, get one at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find the essentials you need and the hot deals you want. Need one good reason to shop this week? How about two? Buy one, get one free on select CVS health vitamins. Plus, all Coke 2-liter bottles are buy one, get one free. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Big news on the medical front. The world's first advanced robotic treatment device shown to improve a person's ability to walk is FDA cleared and now available in the United States, thanks to a partnership between Brooks Rehabilitation and Cyberdyne. People with spinal cord injuries can now access HAL, short for Hybrid Assistive Limb, at the Brooks Cybernic Treatment Center, the only U.S. facility offering this treatment. Dr. Geneva Tanuzzi, Medical Director of the Brooks Spinal Cord Injury Program, explains how it works.
HAL fits to a person's lower limb and trunk and operates by detecting signals from the nerves to generate motor activity for the legs. The power assistance provided by HAL is based on the person's intended movements and can be individually adjusted. HAL has already been shown to improve the ability to walk in people with both acute and chronic paraplegia. We're excited to provide treatment to those with tetraplegia as well.
There's more on this breakthrough technology at brookscyberdyne.org.
All right, 18 after the hour here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's here every week, and we sort of synthesize and break down the information in a podcast, so you can get the podcast every week at gooddayhealthshow.com. This most recent one before our conversation this week. On the most recent one, Jack and I talk about fruits and how necessary they are in your daily diet. And then we discuss a study that shows proof there is a link between processed foods and cancer. Make sure you get that information in the podcast. Another new study indicates that household cleaning products could be as harmful to your lungs as smoking. A lot of people were aghast when we had that conversation on the air. Get the details at the podcast, Jack's podcast, most recently at gooddayhealthshow.com. You'll learn about a 106-year-old barber who goes to work every day, and that's why he's 106.
Yes.
Right? I mean, right down to it. I think anybody who retires that really likes what they've done is nuts. I was talking to somebody yesterday about retiring. They said, well, I may want to retire from what I'm doing, but I'm going to do something else, which is fine. It's just what we're saying is don't just let your time fritter away and you sit like a couch potato in front of the television set. No exercise, no thought. You need to keep your mind working, right, Jack?
Well, there's a lot of people who have hobbies while they have this other full-time job that they've been working on to build up some retirement or something. Yeah. And then once they do retire, they find a way to take that hobby and turn it into something that can be monetized and actually start making money from their hobby. And then they've got the pizzazz to live another 30 years.
Yep. Good advice from Dr. Jack Stockwell, 21 after the hour. Good Day Health.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now 23 and change after the hour, another Good Day Health session with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here, GAPS practitioner, Nooker Priora, said he, Booker. You're a Booker Priora like a
record.
Yes, that's true. He's also a Nooker chiropractor. Tissue calcium starvation. Here's something this is one of those things when you hear it, okay, is this going to be too deep? Am I going to understand
No. What
tissue calcium starvation is? I think it's fairly, it's not that complex, and it's something we all need to know about because you can't live well if your tissues don't have enough calcium in them, right?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, the calcium is the bullet of the immune system. Back in 2003, you've heard of Lawrence Livermore Laboratories.
Yes.
Out in Berkeley, you know, and they do a lot of the cosmology stuff and the splitting the atom stuff and things like that. And they were tasked by the federal government to unbelievably weaponize bubonic plague.
Of course they
do. You know, how can we make this more dangerous? Yeah. And what they discovered, some of the things they found out is that in any animal they tested, primarily rats, if they had a lot of calcium in the tissues, the bubonic plague had no effect on them. If they had low calcium in the tissue, then they were a dead duck or a dead rat, whatever you want to call it. So the cool thing about this is that it's so easy. It's so easy to build up your calcium stores. And that's that. We talk about that inside the podcast. You can go get a blood test for a regular blood panel, and it will show calcium levels, but that's in the blood. Mm-hmm. You need the calcium out of the blood into the tissues where the white blood cells are in the lymph and what's called the extrastitial fluids, because it's the calcium that greatly empowers All right. the immune system to do the job.
So how do we get enough calcium? How do we know, from a medical point of view, how do we know we have enough calcium? Can we tell by the way our body feels?
Oh, yeah. Very good energy. You hardly ever get sick. You can still have some excretion now and then, some sinus things that clear up in a matter of day or two. Or you're around somebody sick, you get sniffles, and 3 or 4 hours later they're gone. It's over with. But the strongest part of your immune system that comes in dietarily is calcium. It's even ahead of vitamin C, although vitamin C and calcium work together in the immune system. You cannot have strong immune response without calcium, and the research is just legion.
All right. Didn't you tell me once that a lot of the spasms that I have, a lot of the because I have heavy muscles in my legs, and I get cramps there all the time. Isn't that, you told me it was because I didn't have enough calcium in my system.
Yes, exactly. That's the same thing. Interestingly enough, the mineral calcium is the only mineral that's required by the body that actually has a gland in the body to regulate it. Your nervous system needs calcium. The muscles need it. The bones need it. The immune system needs it. The digestive system.
But we hear all the time from doctors who say, oh, no, you can't have too much calcium in your system because it'll give you a plaque and it'll plug up your arteries. And so what's the happy medium?
Well, it's not the calcium. Your body's using the calcium as a Band-Aid for lesions inside the blood vessels. It's not. The calcium is the Band-Aid. I mean, that's like, you know, blaming the ambulance for the accident. You know, and then to answer your question, what's a good indication? Cold sores. Cankers inside the mouth, cold sores. It's one of nature's gifts to tell you your tissue calciums are getting, your tissue calcium level is getting low, because cold sores disappear in a matter of hours if you have an adequate amount of calcium in the body.
You say don't drink dairy, but isn't dairy the number one source of calcium?
Raw dairy, not pasteurized.
Raw dairy. Yeah,
okay. Raw dairy.
Raw milk.
Raw dairy, green raw leafy cheeses. Vegetables. Yeah. And then, of course, we use calcium.
You can find a lot of this information. You'll find out how you fit. Take the free symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Mohs surgery is an outpatient technique for treating skin cancer, whereby a doctor removes and immediately evaluates a skin sample.
We're able to flatten that three-dimensional piece of tissue down onto a two-dimensional plane, which in this case is a glass slide.
During the removal process, dermatologist Dr. Juan Carlos Martinez takes special care to maintain the orientation of the affected tissue. Slides of the sample are then created and examined under a microscope.
If we see normal tissue all the way around and underneath, then we know that the cancer's process was inside of what we've just excised, and that is how you provide a cure.
However, if cancer is seen on an edge, Dr. Martinez returns to the patient to remove more tissue, but only from the area where cancer is still present. Dr. Martinez says not only does Mohs surgery spare as much normal tissue as possible, its cure rate is around 99% for most skin cancers. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit Mayo Clinic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
More information when it comes to your medical health and well-being. This is the place. Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with me. I'm Doug Steffen on another edition of Good Day Health, focusing on the more natural side of things. That's what Jack does in his practice in Salt Lake City and also with his podcast, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Lots of information there. Don't forget to take the symptom survey that you can have without charge at Jack's website. You start at the website and then maybe you'll be intrigued by his way of medically helping, so you might use him as a concierge resource. Say it again, Doug. Concierge resource? How's that? I got that one done. And
yeah.
All kinds of other things going on there. All right, so here's something to be considered. The story that has surrounded the mayhem in Florida with that 19-year-old and what the heck was wrong with him. There are a lot of people who are in the medical world, Jack, and the reason I'm asking you this is because I want to get to the root of what causes depression. Pediatricians want to have screening in schools for teenagers. About 50% of adolescents with depression never get diagnosed. So they go into adulthood. And by the time they're in their 30s, two out of three depressed teenagers are depressed adults. They don't get the care that could help them. So the American Academy of Pediatrics has issued guidelines that call for universal screening to find out, and I think there's a lot of this, frankly, caused by maybe drugs, caused by all of the devices. When you look at, you know, a lot of people are comparative thinkers. So they look at what people have and they don't have it, so they get depressed. I want that. Why can't I have that? whether, you know, it's all the stuff that you see using social media on the devices. So what the pediatricians are saying, quote, we're endorsing everybody, 12 and up, being screened at least once a year. So how would you do that? How would you, like, when people come into your office, you can tell by talking to them what their state of mind is. There are those who say you shouldn't be able to play sports unless you have some kind of a screening. One of the things I've always advocated is that we have health courses. We taught, when I was teaching school, we taught health ed, and then one of the idiots on the school committee got a hold of the curriculum and saw that we were talking to people about their bodies and said, all right, you're teaching kids how to do it. We got to get that curriculum out of there. And they did. They took the curriculum, health ed, out of the system because it made reference to one's sexuality. So, anyway, what do you, what's our take on this?
You know, I remember in high school, I graduated in 68. I can remember in gym class, at least one day a week, we did not dress up and go out in the field or the gymnasium or something. We were in class getting instructions on health. And it wasn't sex education oriented, although there was some of it, but it was just some basic ideas concerning health. And how many kids did you know when we were in school back then that were depressed?
I knew.
How many did you know that were really sick? How many of them
had a terrible disease? Yeah, not like
there was very
today.
Few. Yeah, not yeah. like today. So yeah. You ask me how, you know, when people come into the clinic, people know that we have a two-pronged approach, basically. Number one is improving nerve function through stopping the nerve interference that the spinal misalignment creates. And number two, nutrition. And the nutrition of kids today is absolutely appalling.
Awful.
And the brain cannot function correctly unless it's getting the micronutrients that are necessary. We have podcasts on that subject as well. And when they have a piece of toast in the morning and they run, or a bagel, and they run off to school and then they eat a school lunch and then they have some kind of candy or snack or soft drink or something else, the brain is starving. And one of the major symptoms of problems with the brain is attitude. And that could be reflected in a depressive kind of thing. Now, what is the standard medical answer to depression?
Drugs.
You're going to get some. And interestingly enough, every single shooting, school shooting, or public shooting that has taken place since Charles White was on top of that tower at the University of Texas in Austin, from him forward, every single one of them has been on antidepressant drugs. So there's some other things.
So even if you screen them and you so-called the experts prescribe drugs, that doesn't mean, I mean, at least the one thing that's good is if you can screen everybody and figure out, as there should be a health checkup. I'm thinking that we all ought to universally call for, there certainly is enough money in the school budgets that people say, well, I don't have money to buy paper. And, well, how many administrators do you have? And what are their jobs? Why are administrators? I think administrators ought to teach a class or two a day, not just run around the halls and
yes.
give kids detention. Give them
That's a good idea.
Stay with what's going on. So anyway, one of the things that it seems to me comes close to everybody's reality is getting a health checkup so you know what's going on in your body. Your children should be checked every year once. Everybody should be checked. Bring a doctor into school for a week and have everybody get a physical, and then have children screened at the same time when they're going through this, you know, an hour for a physical exam, an hour for a mental exam, and then you kind of know what you've got for a profile. You know what you've got to deal with. It's
sure, you know,
no less important to know how healthy your brain is than it is to know how healthy your body
is. That's it. You know, around 11 or 12 years old, most schools will do a scoliosis check.
Yeah.
And especially with girls, because they're more susceptible to it than boys. And they want to make sure that spine is straight. If there's anything that doesn't look right, you send them off to a professional. And you could easily do that with the mental health kind of thing, because I mean, these, you look at their diets, you look at the aluminum and the mercury that are in all the vaccinations they're getting, and the long bouts of antibiotics that they're taking, all of these things have a detrimental effect on the brain. And I'm not sure exactly how you would screen somebody that's really, bad off. But early depression.
Yeah, professional.
And I just saw a commercial this morning here in the Salt Lake City area where the lieutenant governor, thank you, is now going into schools talking to kids about suicide. Mm-hmm. And he says that's one of the first questions these high school kids start asking him. What are you guys going to do about better education for suicide? Now, I don't know what it's like outside of Utah, but in Utah, it's an embarrassing statistic.
Everywhere.
Yeah, and so all of these things, again, come back to the function of the brain.
It's all food related. What are you feeding your brain?
Yes.
Yep. It's exactly what it is. When do people need to wake up for that? You feed the body a lot of crap. That crap and fat and whatever else, the bad fats. You need good fats in your brain. Jack will tell you that.
Precisely.
We need good fat. We need omega-3s, that sort of thing. That has to go into your brain to make it functioning. But the bad fats that come from those oils, the unsaturated, what do they call them, polyunsaturated
Yes,
oils.
A lot of poly. Mostly it's the food that's delivered through the driver's side window of the car.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff you have got to be very careful of. But that's where kids go after school. They go to the nearest, hamburger joint. I don't want to mention names, but they go there, and then that
McDonald's
ends up being their afternoon snack.
Burger King, all of those places.
And it's just going to get worse.
You're going to love this. I remember when I did play football for a year, and I did a lot of other high school activities before I went home to work on the farm. And before I would get on my bike to ride home, across from the high school athletic grounds was a Dairy Queen. And I would go over to the Dairy Queen every day after school and have a dairy or just a vanilla ice cream cone. And I loved the guy. The guy who was he ran the Dairy Queen. I used to call him Mr. Queen. He was a fabulous. I can see the guy now, a little guy, his white uniform, fabulous. And he knew when he saw me coming on the bike. He got me the little small vanilla ice cream cone, just a quarter. That was it. I got on my bike and rode home. Now, what did that do for me? I don't know. I will tell you one thing, and to go back to what Jack was saying before, with a smile in my voice, I tell you, and this is part of how our whole society has changed. You look at the stats now, and 94 of in the next 50 years. 94% of the people in this country will live in the city. 94% will live in the city. And you can see it happening now. I can see in our city of Framingham. We have 5 projects, 200 units in each one of them or more, apartments being built around the train station and downtown.
Those people
want to either go to work right there or they're going to walk to the train station and go to Boston. That's what's going on.
It sounds like you're describing Salt Lake. The same thing.
Yeah, same thing's going on everywhere.
There's no area in this valley you can't go to and see these huge, multiple-dwelling buildings being built around the train tracks.
So this, when I say that, I'm basically making a reference to how many get away from the farm. I grew up on the farm. You grew up in a rural area. Growing up on the farm has exposed me to pretty much everything there is that's good and bad. And so the reason for my immune system being as strong as it is because I was exposed to all that stuff on the farm. Nobody lives on the farm anymore. So that's one of the reasons the kids are as nuts as they are because they don't have good food that comes from the farm. They don't even know what good food is, and they don't even know where it comes from.
Allowed to get sick. Which absolutely prepares the immune system for the rest of life. And you couldn't do a better job than living on a farm as far as that kind of thing is concerned. And now I just saw another thing in the news the other day, some experts coming out saying, hey, let the kids play in the dirt.
Yeah.
Quit this child in the bubble protection stuff of your children. Get them out there where the immune system can be exposed to something because those early developmental stages up till age 6, up till age 8, but especially up to age 3 is absolutely critical for immune system development.
Yep. Dr. Jack Stockwell here at 44 past the hour on Good Day Health, brought to you in part, and we were talking about omega-3s, by the folks at Purity Products who bring you this fabulous Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a product worth more than just a quick mention because of what it does to keep the blood flowing in your body, up to your brain, to your muscles, all around to your organs. We were talking about renal health earlier. This is the way to get it. This is the way to not necessarily force feed yourself, but every day it's a small capsule, has krill oil in it and omega-3 oil in it. The omega-3 is for cardiovascular health, and the krill is for your joints. Both fish oil and krill oil in krill. Omega 50 plus, 800-355-1493 right now for your free bottle.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles.
Feed boxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
It's buy one, get one at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find the essentials you need and the hot deals you want. Need one good reason to shop this week? How about two? Buy one, get one free on select CVS health vitamins. Plus, all Coke 2-liter bottles are buy one, get one free. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
On Good Day Health, we have news of a new survey published in Environmental Health, which found toxic levels of certain metals may be leaking from the coils on those e-cigarettes, causing users to inhale the metals every time they take a puff. Listen to this. The study, which was conducted by researchers at Johns Hopkins, looked at a small sample of devices, found a significant number produced aerosols with potentially dangerous levels of lead and chromium and manganese, nickel, that sort of thing. And repeated exposure to these metals can lead to lung, liver, immune, cardiovascular, and brain damage, and even to cancer. Half of the samples had lead concentrations higher than health-based limits. The researchers also detected significant levels of arsenic, which is really toxic, when you put the refill into those e-cigarettes. Use of these, they call it vaping, become a popular alternative among traditional cigarette smokers because they get the nicotine, but they don't have the smoke, so supposedly it's better. A lot of teenagers have picked up the habit, not good. In a survey conducted last year, 7% of 8th graders, 13% of 10th graders, 17% of high school seniors say they had vaped in the past month. Good God. U.S. Food and Drug Administration has the power to regulate these e-cigarettes, but as usual, they're bumbling and fumbling and still trying to figure it out. What a bunch of characters, huh? Researchers are hopeful results of studies showing the harmful levels of toxic metals in e-cigarettes will help the FDA create rules to govern the devices. What the hell? Where did common sense go? Hello, when you're putting things into your body that aren't part of your body, what do you think is going to happen? Little common sense would be good here, I think. So there's some information for you to chew on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so Jack Stockwell from his podcast. A lot of people have great interest. Thousands of people download these podcasts, find out about the flu, The podcast is at Forbidden Doctor. Lots of help for you. His whole idea is to be of service. That's what the whole idea behind this program is. Good Day Health. Let's have a lot of people thinking about themselves, because it's not bad to think about yourself. In terms, you can't help other people if you aren't helping yourself. So help yourself to good health. Find lots of tips at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Lots of tips here at GoodDayHealthShow.com. This is something that I'm proud of. I've been doing this program for, I think, 14 or 15 years, and it really is. It makes me feel good. And, of course, we all learn together. So keep that in mind as well. 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is back with us again to focus on glyphosate. I don't ever pronounce this correctly, but now I'm doing it in a syllabic way, Jack. GLYPHOSATE.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the stuff that Monsanto is the king of. Yes. They're spreading it nicely all around the nation and around the world because it is the main ingredient in Roundup and other pesticides as well. And we found out during my tests in your office a couple of weeks ago that I'm loaded with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't too pleased to find that out, but I'm glad, I guess, I found it out. So how is it that, let's explain to people what it is and why it's a poison and how people are dealing with this. And one of the things that Mary told me, by the way, Mary is Jack's wife. She and Jack responsible for the podcast that you'll find at ForbiddenDoctor.com, really informational. And that one of the things that was fascinating, most doctors won't even go to the extent that Mary and Jack do to find out what correlatives there are. But remember a couple of years ago, we talked about a lot on the air, you may or may not remember, I had very serious indication that Lyme disease was was prevalent in my body. So I was given an antibiotic, which Mary was horrified about. And then come to find out that it may be that I'm loaded with glyphosate or whatever it is instead of Lyme disease. So how does this connect?
Well, we go into this in great deal in podcast number 126 at Forbidden Doctor for an expansion of it. But the symptoms of glyphosate poisoning are almost identical to the symptoms of what are considered to be diagnosed Lyme's disease. Now, there are an abundant number of people in this country who have been diagnosed with Lyme's who have never had a tick bite and have never even been in the woods, never camped out, weren't Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, camper guides, or anything like that, never had any experience where you find ticks, yet they have diagnosis of Lyme's disease. And so we go into great deal about that in the podcast, but the thing is, and there are European countries now that are starting to ban this stuff. The modern day approach to farming, to commercial farming, is to treat the plant. Mm-hmm. You as a farmer know darn well if you don't treat the soil, you have a losing battle.
Yep.
And that's where real farming is a true farmer treats the soil takes care of the plant. Modern day farming takes care of the plant. So most of our topsoils in this country have narrowed down to just a couple of inches where they used to be feet 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, the only way they can get a plant to come out of the ground looking like a green pepper, looking like a red tomato, looking like yellow corn, is that they have to spray all this material to keep the weeds at bay, to keep the insects at bay, which were never a problem that much 100 years ago. But now, these foods are so inundated with these chemicals. But, you know, Monsanto says, oh, as soon as the glyphosate hits the ground, it oxidizes, decomposes, and it's not a problem at all. But that's not turning out to be the case. And so it's a very hot topic, but, you know, just there is so much money that comes out of the fertilizer business into Congress that it's very difficult to get Congress in this country to act on it.
As a farmer, I'm going to give you something else to think about that makes this will blow your mind even more. And I think it's one of those unintended consequences.
Yes.
What we found, I'm at a hemp conference in Wisconsin. And one of the things we found out in one of the breakout sessions yesterday, the discussion, because the people here are death on Monsanto and this kind of stuff. One of the studies was about what happens with Roundup and the other things. The glyphosate, kills the weeds, but the seeds don't die. So when the weeds are dead, the seeds go back into the ground, and it multiplies. It's almost like it's on purpose, so that you would use more Roundup to kill more weeds. But the insidious part of this is...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they kill the weed, but not the seeds. So the seeds go back into the earth, and they come back twice as strong, so now you got to use twice as much Roundup to get rid of the rest of the weed. It's like it just goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah,
so it never really kills the seed. It just kills the weed.
Yeah, it's like the medical model of treating the symptom, but never really going to the cause of the disease. Yeah,
exactly. Enhance your immune system. Use balanceofnature.com, the code DJV, to increase your immune system by 700%. Jack understands that you should, too. Check it out, balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.